I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now if Christ, in the verse 12, says, now if Christ has preached that one rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins.
Right.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are our parents. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we of all men are most miserable. But now it is Christ risen from the dead,
amen,
and become the first fruits of them that sleep. And we don't want to come over here in Romans chapter 4 and 25 and take one more little verse to kind of finish your thoughts there. And then we're going to see, we're going to have to pull it up to what direction, but I believe it all worked together. It says over there, it says Paul once again doing the speaking, who was delivered for our offense and was raised again for our justification.
Amen.
Paul told us here that over there, if Christ not be not risen, then we're still dead in our sins, and we're still in our sins. And he said, because he is risen, all those of us that have been born to be, again have been justified and, for our justification. And a lot of times we preach the cross and him crucified, and we'll probably preach along that way some here today. But I want you to know, it took the whole thing. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And you take one away from any of that, we're still dead in our sins. He wouldn't be the one, but he told Martha, he said, I am the resurrection, and he was the one. He told him over there, Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. So must be the Son of Man in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. And so he was the one. He took our sins to the grave, and they was buried there, and they was left there for eternity. And I'm thankful for that. So it tasted death and the burial and the resurrection. For Jesus Christ to be preached. And I pray today that we'll be able to do a little bit of that. But we want to go over here. Y'all pray for us. I'm telling you, I am really scatterbrained, it seems, this morning. But I know God can take care of it. When he rode in Jerusalem, he said on the next day, much of the people were come unto the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, and took branches and palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young egg, said upon him, as it is written, for fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, the King cometh sailing on a colt. And listen, it said, when he come into Jerusalem. And this here is in the 12th chapter of John. And the rest of John, the Gospel of John, deals with 7 days that went on there of Jesus Christ, four of observance, three of him being in the grave. So there were 7 days. And the rest of this book, I want you to realize there was a whole lot went on in those 7 days. And the whole lot of the Gospel of John deals with the 7 days after my Lord and my Savior rose in. And they said, Hosanna, then that means save us. The word means that. And listen to me, I want you to realize they recognized him as the Lord and Savior. Many of them didn't, but some of them did. But I want you to know, he rode in there. He told him, he said, it's come time that I can't deal with all of it. But listen, we'll have to just go. What comes to us today? I don't have enough memory. I've seen preachers get of them, listen, he took of the Passover there, and then they took the bread. He took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body. And while he took that bread, he told them, he said, the one that dipped his hand in the dish is the one that will betray you. Now, but listen, he took the bread, he broke it. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. He took the fruit of the vine, and he said, this is my blood, which is gained for you. Amen. He said, told him, he said, I'll not take it again. Hey, I'll take it with you again in my kingdom.
Amen.
And he told the one that was betraying, he said, go and do what you must do, and do it quickly. So Judas left, and he went to the high priest, and for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed our Lord. And after they took it, they went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus went up to pray. How we try to talk about that a little bit during the revival. How he took with him. He went a little further. He took Peter and the sons of Zebedee, which was John and James. And how he went on a little further and he prayed. And he prayed there. He said, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. And he come back and he fell to their sleep. There's so many times that our Lord is somewhere working and trying to get us to labor with him. And we're somewhere asleep. And he come back and find them asleep. And he went back a second time. He said, can you not stay awake with me a little while? And so he went back a second time and prayed the same manner. And he went back and he prayed and said, Lord, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Luke's gospel tells us that he got in some shape over this, that his sweat became his blood. He was in such agony over the things that he would have to face. So he come back and he finds him asleep again. And he said, can't you stay awake with me 1 hour? Why can't you stay awake and pray with me? Stay with me today a little while. Just a little while, stay with me today. So he went back and he prayed again. And he prayed, come, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from him. He knew the things he was going to have to suffer from me and you. He knew that he was going to have to die a terrible death. He was going to be beat, unmerciful like no man has ever been beat. He was going to have to take on the sin of the world. And he begged and was pleading with the Father to remove that from him, that he wouldn't have to do that. But he said, not my will, Father, but thine be
done. Amen.
So he come out of the garden this time and he told him, sleep on now. Amen. And after that, Judas come. And he come with the soldiers and the priests. And they come and they arrested him. And he come to Jesus and he kissed him. And Jesus said, purple, betray that man with a kiss.
Yep.
And I want you to know, before that, he told Peter, he said, I'm offended by all men. And Peter said, not so, Lord. Although all men may be offended today, not me, Lord. I'll be willing even to die with you. And Jesus told Peter, he said, before the cock crow this night, you will deny me 3 times.
Amen.
So, listen to me. Judas had not betrayed him with a kiss. Peter had done got up and said what he was going to do. And the Lord knew he wouldn't. Listen to me. Be careful. I hear people say what they're going to do for the Lord, what they're willing to do. You better be careful about what you're going to say you're going to do. Because you don't know what you'll do till it comes time to face it.
Right.
So they come and the soldiers come up. And Judas went over and he kissed him. And Jesus said, betray us now, leave with a kiss. And they took him to the high priest. And then they began their mockery court. They began to try to find things wrong with their Lord and Savior. And they couldn't find nothing wrong. And then that morning they took him under Pilate. And they took him and set him in front of Pilate. Pilate didn't know what to do with him. So Pilate sent him to Herod. Herod sent him back because he didn't know what to do with him. Back to Pilate, Pilate's wife, and said, don't you have no good on this man. Because I've had a dream about him. This is a just man. You stay out of this. And so Pilate is trying his best
Yeah.
Hey, come to time. It was a time of year that they was able to release the prisoner of guilt.
Amen.
They had a thief. I believe Pilate chose the Lord for us this
morning. Amen. Amen.
He chose one that I believe had committed murder against the Jews.
Yep.
Right. He believed he chose one that there ain't no way that they can pick anybody over this man right here. He picked the stars. If it was the day, they would have said Jeff Likens. Where they would have picked me. Listen, they picked the roughest one that they could find. He could find in the prison. And he said, we got this man here. We call Barabbas. He said, now you can choose between him or this man Jesus. And I want you to know they chose Barabbas.
Yep.
They chose a murderer.
Yeah.
And he said, well, then what would you have to do with this man?
That's right.
Called Jesus. Let's say Chris. And he said, this man has done nothing. What would you have me to do with him? Man, cry no more, crucify him. But this man's done nothing to me. What would you have me to do with this man? And they said, crucify him. So, the pilot knowing not what to do, sent him to the hall where the soldiers are scourging. And listen, they took him, they beat him. Hoping that would please him. He hoped that they beat him enough, beat him down enough, that the Jews would be satisfied, that the priests would be happy, that they'd be satisfied. So they took him and they beat him like no man's ever been beat. I believe he was beat to a point you could not recognize him anymore. And he was led in the lamb before the slaughter. As Isaiah said, he never fought none of it. Somebody can just rock me down a little bit. Maybe even disagree with me a little bit. And I have to defend myself. I have to take up for myself. I know you ain't much different.
Amen.
Listen to me, but our Savior, they accused him of things. They beat him. They spit on him. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. And then they took that rod, that staff they had, and they hit him on the head and drove it down in his skull. And he said the whole word. He had to fulfill it all.
Amen.
He had to keep all of it. He was to love his enemies. To love them that despitefully hate you. He loved them. He was God. He was taking them legs for the very one that was with him. Then they brought him back. And Pilate thought, surely this man knows that we said something. It wasn't nothing going to please them. But to take his man completely out, stop his message. Because he was burning their plate pretty.
Yeah.
Amen.
They had it all sold up.
Yeah.
But he was the one.
Yeah. Amen.
So Pilate washed his hands.
Amen.
What's all right, too? There's been a lot of people trying to wash their hands in Jesus Christ. Only way you'll ever get it done is wash your heart.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus Christ. But listen, he tried to wash his hands from it and say he wasn't guilty of the man, but he was. And so am I. And so
amen.
He,
that's right.
Listen to me. And so they took him. And he was in such shape after they beat him down so high that he had a hard time carrying his cross. And there was one named Simon that come along and he carried his cross after him. I want you to realize how he didn't take it up and carry it. Jesus, the Gospel of John said he bore his cross.
Amen.
He was the only man that was able to carry it. He was the only one able to go to Golgotha and take our sins and die for
us.
So Simon come behind him, and I believe he took up the back end part of it, showing just like Brother Mary preached and I bring it, that we have to take up that part
Amen.
Of the cross and carry it on. So he come in behind him and carried on top of the weight there and we're still doing it today. So
hold a thief on the left side of him and one on the right side.
Amen.
We find in the scriptures one of one other world on him. They hung the sign up. Said the King of the Jews. And the priest said, don't put the King of the Jews high. You put the city of the King of the Jews. And Pilate said, I wrote what I am. They hung one on one side of it and one on the other. I can't tell you which one was on one side or the other, but I believe I know. But listen, there was one that railed on you. He said, you'll save the others, save yourself and save us. But the other said, Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying? This man has done nothing to this. We rightly deserve what we get. We deserve what we get. And he looked at Jesus and he said, Master, remember me when thou enterest thy kingdom. This man repented. He realized he was a sinner. That's what you must do. You must repent and realize you're a sinner.
Amen.
Turn to God. And he did. I believe that. And he said, remember, Steve, when you entered thy kingdom. And he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
And that was just right before the sixth hour. They put him on the cross about the third hour of the day. And that's 9 o'clock in the morning. The Jewish day began. The day began in the morning at 6 o'clock. The day.
Amen.
The day of the week or the day of the month or year, however you want to put it, begins on 6 o'clock in the evening, the evening before.
Amen.
And if you'll go back and read Genesis, it says the evening and the morning was the first day. So the evening begins the day right after what we do. But listen, they put him on the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 12 o'clock in the sixth hour, it said the whole world turned black. And everything turned dark. You would think at midday, and everything turned black, that would have been a lost soul on earth. Why didn't everybody repeat it?
Amen.
This is the grave of them. There was an earthquake. It shook everything. Everything has turned on. You'd think everybody would have said, sure, this is the one. Some of the soldiers did. I believe some of the soldiers got saved. They said, sure, this is the Son of God. Then about 3 o'clock, it was the ninth hour of the day. He cried out and said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Mm-hmm. At that time, he came to see me. He was sick of me and there on the cross. He took on mine and your sin. He could have never died if he hadn't done that. The wages of sin is death.
Right.
He would have never died if he hadn't took mine and your sin.
That's right.
They didn't cause no harm to him. Adam would still be walking this earth today if he knew it.
That's right.
And he never broke God's law. But listen, he took 9 years sin on me to fall. He said, into thy hand, I commend my spirit. He gave up to God. I think there was one named Joseph. He was way high for the Father. And there was one named Nicodemus. I believe you were the same Nicodemus you find out when the
food came.
I believe that man had got a hold of something in the 3rd chapter of John. They took his body and they dressed it. They placed it in the new grave. High priest and all the Jews thought, surely this is the end. They wanted to make sure. But they told the guards, they said, you stand here. They heard him say in 3 days he was raised again. Y'all stand off and don't y'all let nobody come take his life. They placed him in that grave and you can believe what you want. I was going to give them all this. I'd like to get from the fire from the book and read it.
Amen.
But I believe it's all. We celebrate Good Friday. The day that they crucified the Lord, I don't believe that's no word.
Amen. That's right.
I think it's a good day if we want to set aside a day for a holiday. Everybody take off work, kind of like Christmas is. I just think Christmas is the day of Jesus. I don't believe that. I think it's a good day to celebrate. And if people want to celebrate it, you can on Friday, and you get a day off on a long weekend. But I just think it has nothing to do with the Lord.
Amen.
He told Jonah, he said, as Jonah already told them, to John 12:44, he said, Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. So was the Son of Man in the heart of earth. Who here got any education? You figure up from Friday to Sunday morning and tell me how you did it 3 days and 3 nights. He said, this is the only sign of the year.
Amen.
This is him. This is the only one that'll be given. So in other words, if he didn't stay 3 days and 3 nights, he's not the one.
That's right. Amen.
But let me assure you, he stayed 3 nights. He took the Passover on a Tuesday night, which was the Passover. It started at 6 o'clock for an evening time. I want you to realize the next day they crucified him. At 3 o'clock he gave up the ghost. They took him down. Joseph's body, I begged for his body for Pilate. He took his body, and he took him and Nicodemus, dressed him and put him in the grave. And I believe they rode the cross back right at evening time, right at about 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Evening time, and I want you to know it's season. When he was in the grave, from that time, what we call Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, they would call it the beginning of Thursday.
Yep.
It was from 6 o'clock, what we call Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock that day, Thursday, and then Friday, and then Saturday. And listen, it's Saturday, he come out of the grave.
Amen.
Thursday would have been 1 day, Friday, 2 days, Saturday, 3 days. At 6 o'clock or any time, he come out of the grave. He was in what we call Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. He had 3 nights. He had 3 days. And he had completed exactly what he said the Holy Spirit would be given. Bible talks about a high day over in John's Gospel.
Yep.
Thursday, it fell on Thursday that year. It was a Sabbath, and a high day. So they had to get him off the cross before 6 o'clock.
Amen.
And so that's the reason they come and broke their legs. They didn't care how long he suffered. They wanted him to suffer.
Right.
But they had to get him down before 6 o'clock. So they come around and broke the thief's legs. When they got to him, he was already gone. And I want you to know they stuck aside, spirit aside, and out come blood and water. And that's the very thing that makes his bride. If you're going where he was the second idol, Adam, I've got to follow the Lord. The first Adam, God caused him to fall in a great sleep, and he come and he took a rib out of his side, and he made his wife his bride. And I want you to know why he hung there on the cross. They come and stuck that spear in there. That was a reason for that. How they come and stuck that spear in this side, and out come blood and water. And that's exactly what it takes to be his bride. You've got to have both. You've got to have the blood upon your heart, and you've got to be tucked down to the water's edge. I had torn a picture of going to be baptized, and that's what it takes to make his bride.
Amen.
So the exact thing is made right there for his bride. They had to get him down before that high Sabbath. So they come around, they broke the thief's legs, they stuck the spear in his side, and he already gave up the ghost. So Thursday was a high Sabbath. And then Friday, that was the day that Mary Magdalene and them went and bought the spices and everything to go anoint him. And then Saturday, they had to rest because it was a Sabbath.
Amen.
And I want you to realize then on Sunday, when it was lawful for them to go, they were going to go to the Lord. Bible says it came, it's on receiving.
Right. Amen.
It's not the Lord anymore. For the children are in sight. And some of them look. But the vast majority of them are dead. I go back to the things on the cross. The Bible talks about there'll be two in the field, one to be taken, one to be left. There'll be two in the bed, one to be taken, one to be left. There was two on the cross. Beside him, one was taken, one was left.
Amen.
I want you to understand something, lost friend, today. You can reject the living Savior. You can reject one that was came born of a virgin that rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. You can reject the one that took the beat. You can reject the one that took on your sin. You can reject the one that took your beat. You can reject the one that drunk the portion of your cup. You can reject and reject and reject and reject and reject. He will not make you be saved. But after they've done all these things, and surely this and all this, man, we're done with him. It's over. He's gone. They rolled the stone over the tomb. He'll never come out of there. He's gone. He's done away with. Nobody preaching his name anymore.
Yeah, he said, you go read it in whatever gospel you want. I bring out of Mark 16. And when the Sabbath was passed, that was the day of the Sabbath. That was on Saturday. Mary Magdalene, mother of James, Solomon, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they come to the sepulchre.
Amen.
At the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away.
Amen.
For it was very great. And they entered the sepulchre, and they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in white garment. And they were afraid. And they said unto him, and he said unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen.
Amen.
Amen.
He is not here.
Amen.
Behold the place where they lay him.
Yep.
But go your way and tell him the son. Peter, that God before you in the Galilee, and I want to preach on that sometime. And there shall ye see him. And as he said unto you, listen, he said, he's not here. He has risen. He's the one. You talk about rejoicing. They loved him. Mary Magdalene, and she's the one that come and prayed at his feet.
Amen.
And wiped the washed his feet with the tears of her eyes and wiped them dry and cleaned them with the hair of her hand.
Amen.
Listen to me, she loved him, but not only that, she knew if he was a resurrection, that she would live also.
Amen.
So I want you to realize there's something to celebrate today.
Amen.
He lives.
Amen.
And because of that, we are justified. Because of that, we're no longer in our sins. Our Lord liveth.
Amen.
Peter called him over in Psalm 16. He said, thou will not leave my soul in hell. I want you to realize he was talking about the grave there. And David wasn't talking about his soul. Peter told him over in the 2nd chapter of Acts. He said, Peter's buried right over here with us. His grave's with us this day. I want you to realize, he said, Jesus was the one. Jesus was the one. He was the one. He was the one that prophesied that would raise again from the grave. And he did. He was the one that would prophesy that would die for all humanity and be the perfect sacrifice. And he did.
Amen.
He was the one that John said to hold on to God, to take away and see his work.
Amen.
And it was truly fierce when he came out of the grave.
Amen.
After he died in the grave, you go over and mark on Matthew 28, now on about 18, he gave the church a commission.
Amen.
And he said, go be in all the world.
Yes.
Teach all nations while they were after. And making disciples. Go into all the world, making disciples. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He also said, teach them all things whatsoever I command you, the Lord, while they were all the way. The end of the world.
Amen.
Amen. And he's going to be with us.
Amen.
He was the one. He was the one. I studied all this ever since through the Bible, bro. How do we celebrate the Lord and Savior come out of the grave? And mourn his death at the same time. You do it by realizing he's healed.
Amen.
Our hearts should be broken. He had to go through what he did for us. But we should rejoice that he come out of the grave for us.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard a lot of y'all could have done a lot better. That's what I kept telling the Lord. Lord, somebody like Brother Byron, he can preach this and people can get it and understand. Somebody like Brother Byron, friend. I believe John said the other night when he stood up, he said, I can't preach like this preacher. Like, I can't. I don't have the memory or the ability. But I can tell you about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, he paid a great price for you and me.
Amen.
So tonight, as we take this Lord's Supper, do it in remembrance of him.
Amen.
If you're not scared to take it, I'd encourage you to take it.
Amen.
If you're in the right spirit to take it, I'd encourage you to take it. He took it for us.
Amen. Amen.
I prayed to drink out of that cup, brother. Yeah, you don't think he wouldn't have prayed.
Amen.
His sweat turned to blood. But he drank it. He drank it all. He took it all. And I'd encourage you, if you've been saved by God's grace, and never you died in the church, one of the greatest benefits you will ever have is what we're fixing to do.
Amen.
And I encourage you to follow the Lord in the way of baptism and unite with the church.
Amen.
Where you can enjoy one of the greatest benefits.
Amen.
Of taking of his body. We done took of it spiritually. We done took of the blood spiritually. But this is an outward showing of what he's done for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Just like baptism.
Amen.
So if you've never done that, I'd encourage you to do it. Today, if you're a member of this church, I'd encourage you to follow the Lord and take of it. If you're a member of a sister church and practice and believe like we do, I'd encourage you. If the Lord's giving you permission to take it here today, I'd encourage you to take it. If you're not, then just hold your seat. But I want to ask you this today. If you're not able to take it because you never been saved by God's grace, I want you to think about that.
Yep.
Think about the things I just told you about and went through for you. You can be saved.
Amen.
Even while we take this, you can be saved.
Amen.
If you've been saved and you've never been out of church, don't you believe about that? If we can take care of that today, you come forward right now and we can take care of that.
That's right.
We may not be able to get you baptized right now where you take it, but we can take care of the part and get you ready for it.
Amen. Amen.
you're outside the parking lot, you want to take them today, you're comfortable with that. I've said I'll wear gloves. I'm going to wear a mask. You can't see me in here, but I'll put these on today. Surely you don't believe I'm lying to you. And we'll go about it, but you can take it. So I'm going to just ask you to come to the porch out here when it comes time. I'm going to ask the deacons if they would now, they'd come forward.